Major policy changes and mixed grain markets. I'm Greg Allen. This is Michigan Ag Today, and this report is powered by Purple Wave Auction, where ag items sell every other Wednesday. View their inventory today at purplewave.com. Farm Country is getting some clarity on how major policy changes from the One Big Beautiful Bill Act will roll out this season. USDA says the 30 million new base acres authorized under the legislation won't be handed out on a first-come, first-served basis at local Farm Service Agency offices. Instead, officials are expecting to use a more structured process to ensure fair and consistent allocation across producers.
It's not going to be on a first-come, first-served basis. We're going to equally distribute those across the country.
That's USDA Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation Richard Fordyce.
So no need to worry. No need to think, gosh, I'm going to have to be the first one in the office to stake my claim on those base acres. It will be an organized effort to literally scatter those base acres out across the country.
At the same time, the bill delivers meaningful financial relief. The payment limit for individual members of a corporate farm entity is increasing from $125,000 to $155,000, and that figure will be indexed for inflation moving forward. In addition, new tax breaks included in the sweeping measure are designed to ease pressure on farm balance sheets during a high-cost production year.
We're going to waive that June 1st rule and give folks an opportunity to properly align their business entities so that they can take advantage for the 2026 crop year.
Altogether, the changes aim to provide more certainty and flexibility for producers as they head deeper into the growing season, while USDA works to finalize implementation details in the weeks ahead.
Looking for heavy equipment but don't know where to buy? Purple Wave Auction has you covered. Always online and always no reserve. It's your destination for construction or ag equipment ready to work. We even sell semis, trailers, and fleet equipment for your operation. Best part? It's free to join. Head to purplewave.com. That's purplewave.com. Sign up for a free account and start bidding today. Purple Wave Auction, the easiest and most straightforward way to buy and sell equipment.
Warmer air surging northward across Michigan today. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin. Let's take a look at that Michigan Ag Today weather update. We have clouds coming in with this warmer air over the UP. Probably going to be dealing with some on again, off again scattered shower action there later today and tonight. But for lower Michigan, I just don't see much happening until we get into, well, past midnight tonight and into tomorrow morning. That's when we see a nice little batch of moisture coming through. I think we need to paint the state with a tenth to half an inch of precipitation, coverage 100%. We'll take a little bit of a pause overnight tomorrow night into early Friday. Some colder air trying to come down, not necessarily winning out, but not as warm as what we're seeing here today. And this leads to a Friday that has a secondary batch of precipitation, mostly affecting central and southern parts of lower Michigan. Can add to this another tenth to three quarters of an inch of moisture. It's all done by sunset Friday night, and high pressure settles in for the start of the weekend. Saturday looks partly to mostly sunny, but cooler. Sunday clouds increase with scattered rain showers on a southwest flow pattern again. Warmer air coming back. So we have rain for Sunday into early Monday. And I think we see a very active pattern through the rest of next week. Tuesday, rain. Wednesday, hit and miss scattered showers. Thursday, definitely rain. Friday, we take a pause. And then we see a pause go into the weekend of the 18th and 19th as well before moisture comes back for the week of the 20th. Definitely have more moisture in the forecast than a dry day. That means net drying is not in my forecast over Michigan right now. Planting, on the whole, is going to be somewhat subdued here for a bit. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
I'm Michigan Ag Today Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin, and I'm inviting you on a holiday vacations tour. Join me as we explore the Canadian Rockies, Vancouver, and Victoria, September 5th through the 14th. Discover the Canadian Rockies and the vibrant cities of Western Canada. We'll start in Calgary, just east of the Rockies, and explore art, history, and culture. Next, we go to Banff for a guided tour of the city and the national park before enjoying lunch at the historic Fairmont Banff Springs Hotel. We'll travel along Icefields Parkway and feel the powerful beauty of the Athabasca Glacier. Then we'll board a Via Rail train for phenomenal mountain views and decadent onboard service. In Vancouver, we take a thrilling walk across the Capilano Suspension Bridge, and our tour concludes with a ferry ride to Vancouver Island to visit the stunning Butchart Gardens. Visit holidayvacations.com, keyword Ag Today, to request a brochure, watch a travel show, and book this tour.
Final numbers from yesterday are coming up, but now let's take a closer look at how it all went down. Grain markets closed mixed on the day, with modest pressure from improved weather outlooks and global supply expectations, while livestock futures showed some strength on steady demand and tighter near-term supplies. Here's Andy Eubank along with Mike Castle with StoneX for a closer look.
Let's start with corn and beans. Lower on Tuesday, was that simply profit-taking or something else going on?
Yeah, I think kind of a lack of real fresh headlines out there, right? Trade kind of paralyzed by Tuesday night's deadline, for a deal to be made to reopen the Strait of Hormuz. It's kind of just bringing uncertainty throughout the entire market. For example, you saw the VIX reflecting a lot of elevated uncertainty on Wall Street, kind of spiking 10% on Tuesday. Stock market kind of selling off here, crude oil moving higher. But at the end of the day, no one really knows when this is going to end or how it's going to end, but it does disrupt money flow pretty substantially as your managed money folks look for somewhere to park money short term, leading to a lot of this, intraday volatility, but also from a longer term perspective, the thought of this driving inflation, kind of flows more money into the broader commodity sector in general. Funds like to get long during times of inflation. So a lot of moving parts, a lot of outside market influence, I would say. But it is nice that we're, finally getting back to some actual fundamental information as we get into the growing season here. Hard to believe that we're already wrapping up the first week of April, but spring plantings are officially underway for, most of the South and portions of the Southern Midwest, where insurance deadlines are already here, or I should say initial planting dates are already here.
And that was Mike Castle with StoneX. May corn finished weak down 5 even to 449. July corn also sold off at 460 down 5 and a quarter. May soybeans liquidated at 1158 and a quarter down 8 and a half. July beans down 8 and 3 quarters to 1174 and a half. May wheat finished up 2 and 3 quarters to 598 even. April live cattle with the green paint 248.20 up 17 cents. And April lean hogs up 30 cents to 90.77. I'm Greg Allen, Michigan Ag Today, timely, relevant, credible.